Hey everyone, this is Steve LaVita.
And Tom S. Edison.
We are continuing our brunch saga across the city today.
It's an adventure.
It is an adventure! Today we went to Sunda, which is, I imagine, is how it should always be pronounced.
Sunda?
Sunda! Or just
And for Sunda. For those of American blood, Sunda.
Oh, it's Sunda?
Or is it Sunda?
I don't know. I just assumed. I've only ever read it on the page. I've never heard anyone say the name of the restaurant.
I have one friend that pronounces it Sunda.
Okay. Well, that makes it. That's how it's spelled.
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right. Okay. I'll allow it.
So, you can pronounce it the way you feel you should pronounce it.
I just remember.
I may revert to standard bad English, Sunda.
That's okay. That's all right.
And next time we'll just ask, how do you pronounce the name of your fine establishment?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was a little worried they were not going to let me in because I'm wearing shorts. That place is a little fancier than I thought it was going to be.
It's got some wonderful decor.
Oh, yes.
It is put together. Of course, we're River North right now.
Mm-hmm. Lovely area.
Where the parking's expensive.
Yep.
And, not just the parking. Everything's expensive.
Everything's expensive. But delicious.
But delicious. All the food was phenomenal.
Oh man.
We're gonna get to the Bloody Marys, but we're gonna start with the food.
Oh man. I had the pad thai. It was great.
Yes.
And you had.
And I had chicken and waffle. Which has its Eastern influence. So it was a very delicious waffle, but almost like a spicy, kind of mildy barbecue, but not quite barbecue chicken. That glaze was awesome.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
I just had a tiny bite of that waffle, and that waffle was insane. That was really good. That was a fine pastry.
Yeah. So, we are going to, not only talk up the Bloody Mary, but definitely the food is a plus here.
Delish.
Up there with, I'm gonna say, where were we last?
Savoy?
Savoy.
Yeah.
Like, the meal at Savoy was phenomenal. The Bloody Mary was also phenomenal. Here, the meal was outrageously phenomenal. Mm. I'm gonna use that.
Outrageously phenomenal.
It was awesome sauce.
Yeah. Literally, there was an awesome sauce on there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I might just go, So, now to the Bloody Mary.
Oh, it was quite good. It was very... Okay, so the way they do it... Number one, I did not get the ridiculous one that is on the list that I originally came here for, because it was not on the menu. And I was like, oh, I don't want to be a dick and order something that's not on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the regular one that is on the menu. So they give... They make the Bloody Mary for you, and then but then you can garnish it yourself. There's a cart that goes around. I took a picture of the cart.
Ah.
So I was that asshole wearing shorts, taking a picture of the cart with all the garnishes. And then you can garnish it yourself. So the actual Bloody Mary is very, I almost can't describe it because it didn't taste like what I expect a standard Bloody Mary to taste like. It was delicious, but very light. Like, thin is not the right word, but
just
it...
Just not heavily spiced.
Yes. Which was kind of nice because then I got to add all my own hot sauce and stuff. You got to have bacon again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that bacon was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was like a brown sugar cured bacon with a spicy barbecue on it, which was phenomenal.
Wow.
Like, and we all, and for everyone out there, since I did not get the Bloody Mary and did not have granted rights to touch and or take anything from the Bloody Mary cart.
You could have, though.
but I didn't have Bloody Mary, so I felt like I should not be, like, putting my hands on, like, the cart. So
I think you were being silly. I think you could have...
I was being cautious.
I think it
would have
been fine.
I did not want to be picked up by my collar and thrown out because I touched the bacon on the cart.
Well... You were very considerate. But then I had to touch the bacon on the cart.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we pretended like the bacon was for Diva.
Uh-huh.
So, pulled Diva's plate.
Yep.
Had the bacon on there.
Mm-hmm.
Set it in at her place settings so that when she sat down, we switched plates real quick. Nobody noticed that that I was actually eating the bacon that she had taken.
Yep. So I feel like a brunch success. Yay!
Yeah, yes. Very much so.
So
we'll be back.
Yeah. I would like to go to the proper dinner sometime. You have to get the steam buns. You didn't get to have steam buns today.
Yeah, I know. I've been there before. The food is fantastic.
Oh, it was really good. It was really good.
Yeah.
I feel a little bad. Like, I was not adventurous. I did not. In the food department, I was just like, oh, pad thai. No one can fuck up pad thai. And they did not fuck it up. It was great. I was like, maybe I should have tried something a little more adventurous.
Something that was just, yeah.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah.
It's okay.
We'll just have to come back.
Well, we had a Bloody Mary.
Yeah. And that dessert menu looked good, too. We did not get the dessert, but...
But what was the first dessert on there?
Oh, my God. That sundae looked insane.
Avocado and sweet corn and cheddar cheese ice cream was the first ingredient of this sundae. But it also had, like, sweet beans and additional ice cream.
And jackfruit and, like, a coconut gelée or something.
It was, like, the kitchen sink...
It was like the tot salad of sundaes.
It was like the tot salad of sundaes. kind of,
yeah.
I would feel that it was kind of like, southern Mexican burrito / platter.
Who knows? Who knows? So when we finish our ridiculous Bloody Mary crawl, we're going to have to do ridiculous sundae crawl.
Okay.
And,
I'm in.
See what ridiculous sundaes exist in this city. Okay, well, our time is up. Let's do it again next week. Yay!
Okay, let's go get more.
Okay, everyone, enjoy your brunch.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.